As host of the Midday Show and the Electric Lunch on Rock 101, Robin LaRose is one of Vancouver's best-known voices. But he didn't originally set out for a career on the air.
When I graduated out of high school, I was going to go and go to the University of Toronto to be an archaeologist. And I didn't make it. I did a left turn, ended up in another college east of Toronto, and I guess it was just one of those things where I was being spontaneous and was encouraged to go this route because somebody said, oh, you might want to try this instead. So I did, and I got into television, film, photography, the arts, and my first semester I didn't get into radio, oddly enough. Second semester I did, and did in a big way. After being brought up on FM underground radio, late 60s, very early 70s, that's kind of where I wanted to go. So at the time, encouraged and convinced the instructor to build an FM radio studio. And he did. I really got a job by accident. And it just kind of, one thing fell into another thing. And it's, you know, when you ride the wave, you just roll with it. And the next thing you know, my God, there's like 20, 25 years that have transpired. Went from archaeology to I'm still doing radio.
And what's the best part about being in radio?
I've had some great experiences talking from everyone from, you know, Robert Plant, Greg Allman, to the guys from ZZ Top. Last July, 2005, was Live 8 in London. So I was sent over there as a correspondent for Chorus Entertainment for the country to go and experience that show, which featured, again, everybody from McCartney, U2, Elton John, Pink Floyd, The Who, and to report back. So that weekend, and it was just, this was just one day, actually, of reporting back and seeing all these bands. That was, again, a great experience, absolutely great experience.
His job may be fun, but we all need our downtime now and then.
Since I don't work like 10, 12 hours a day, which I have been for the last 15 years, I go sailing. I'm heavily into being a chef. I really got into food in a big way in Vancouver, from, you know, sushi to whatever. So I'm into food in a big way. I find it's very relaxing for me, and it's just something totally different from what I do. So I love to make food, create food, have dinner parties, that kind of stuff.
But what food will Robin never touch?
Beef tongue. Not into beef tongue, man.
So what advice does Robin have for people getting into the business?
In radio, be as diverse as you can. Some of my mentors many, many years ago said that. To be as diverse as you can and be as passionate as you can in this business is key to your success. And if you can do that, you will be in this business a very, very long time.